Maseches Maaseros, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey. In the introduction to the Masechta, I explained that there were two essential stages that are relevant to the halachas of Maaseros. The first is called Onas HaMaaseros, the stage of tithing, and that was the subject of the past three Mishnayos. We talked about when a food basically becomes edible. At that point, one could tithe it if he chose to, and such tithing would be effective because that's considered food. Prior to Onas HaMaaseros, the produce is not considered food yet. It's considered too immature to be edible. I also said at that point that it's not proper to tithe the food. What's better is to let food go to full ripeness, and then at the point of what's called gemar malacha, the completion of the processing, one should tithe his food. To be honest, he doesn't need to tithe the food just because he finished processing it, although there is a mitzvah derabanan to take the truma as soon as possible there in the field. But the main point is not that there's a mitzvah to tithe the food immediately per se, but rather that prior to eating the food, one must tithe it. That is to say, prior to gemar malacha, if a person wants to eat his food, his produce, he is allowed to derech arai, achilas arai, a casual eating that is permissible. Once it reaches gemar malacha, he no longer can eat from that produce, even arai, even in a casual way, a snacky way, until he first tithes the produce. So, while the previous three Mishnayos discussed what constitutes onas HaMaaseros, the earliest time to take a tithes, now we're going to define when in the processing of the fruit or vegetable or grain is considered to be gemar malacha, the completion of the processing. I just make sure that you understand those aren't exactly congruous terms, meaning onas HaMaaseros is talking about a stage in the ripening of the produce, whereas gemar malacha is talking about a stage in the processing of the foodstuff, regardless of how particularly ripe or unripe it is. Again, assuming that it's at least onus maestros ripeness, that it's edible. So these are going to talk about different stages in the farmer's production of the produce. And the general principle is, just as when it came to onus maestros, the general principle was when it becomes considered to be edible. Here, for the next few Mishnayos, as we define for various species what constitutes gemar malacha, the completing of the production, it's when a person said, okay, I'm now done doing my work in the field and I'm ready to take this produce home or to the shuk to sell or to put in storage, as the case may be. So it's the end of that processing and now it's ready to be moved off site. Okay. Now, the Mishnah starts out with the question, Ezehu garanan lamasras. Now, the word garanan is a unusual choice of words, perhaps. The word goren is a storage, like a silo, a grain silo. The base hagoren is the threshing floor in front of that silo, which stores the grain. In any case, since the last step when one produces grain is to put it in the silo, we're sort of borrowing that term and treating it as if it means gemar malacha. So when we say ezu garan lamasras, we mean what constitutes the various foods gemar malacha, meaning that now one must tithe before eating this food, even achilas arai. So we say, for hakishuim, vadiluim, when it comes to cucumbers and gourds, mishifaksu, picus is some sort of like fuzz on the outside of the cucumbers, etc. So mifakes, it's just to rub off, scrub off that fuzz. So when one removes the fuzz, that's the last step. Vim enu mifakes, if you're not planning on removing the fuzz, so then mishiyamid arema, when you've piled it up in a pile, that's the last step for cucumbers and gourds. Avatiach, when it comes to melons or watermelons, mishiyashalek, from when you again smooth them off. There's sort of a smoothing similar thing. Either there's some sort of blossom on the edge or there's some sort of fuzz on the watermelon or something like that, the melon. So when you remove and smooth that off. Vimeinu mishalek, if you're not planning on smoothing off the onion, you don't need the melon. You don't need to, let's say, because it's already smooth. So then, achiyasa mukta, it's when you stack them up. Now, the truth is, mukta means setting aside. And here, what we're talking about here, same verb is used for when you put your figs on the roof for drying. You're not going to stack melons one on top of the other because they're going to get crushed and smushed and mushy. So when you set them aside and stack them, you're going to do them on a single row, like in a one L and a high. So when you've sort of arranged it like that, that's, you know, put aside and ready for bringing in, that's considered to be Gemar Malacha. As far as a yarek goes, if it's a yarek ha-ne'egad, if it's a vegetable that is normally bound together, like, you know, carrots, you bind them together, whatever the story is, then mishiyogad, once you bind them. If you're not planning on binding them, then ad shiyamale es ha-kli. When you've filled up the container that you're filling up with those carrots, whatever they are. If you're not planning on filling up kalim with the carrots, then ad shilaket kol tzarko. Once you've gathered all the vegetables you intend to gather and you're done and ready to leave the field with those, so then that will be considered gemar malacha. Kalkala, if you're putting them in a basket, ad shichape. So then it's when you cover the basket. The meaning, the idea is they put sort of like a palm frond on top of the basket of, let's say, cabbages, whatever is inside there, so that they wouldn't dry out in the sun. So that's the last step, the covering. If you're not planning on covering it anyways, then ad shimala es hakli. Then once the container is full, and that's gemar malacha. If you're not planning on filling the entire container up, then ad shilaket kol tzarko. Once you've collected whatever you need to collect and you're now ready to leave the field, so now you're done collecting, that will be considered gemar malacha. When does all this apply? This is a very important point. All this last step in the processing called Gemar Malacha is applicable in terms of when one no longer can eat Achilas Arai, but Molech Lashuk, assuming you're planning on taking this produce from the field to the marketplace. That being the case, you're totally done, and all that has to happen between now and when you get to the marketplace is just to sell the produce. And the truth is, there's nothing magic about the marketplace in terms of selling the produce. You're ready to sell the produce, and you actually probably would prefer to sell the produce to some buyer who'd come to you at the farm. The bringing to the market is not production at all, it's just sort of marketing, if you will, of the produce. And that being the case, once you've finished stacking, or whatever the case may be with the vegetables, then it's finished being produced, finished being processed, I should say. And therefore, at that stage already, it's considered gemar malacha. But aval b'molech leveso, if you still have to bring it home and it hasn't come home yet, so then it's not considered to be had its gemar malacha yet. Ochel mehem arai, you could still eat them in a casual, snacky way. Adju magia leveso, until you bring them home. And once they've reached home, either the front yard or inside the front door, that's a machlokas amarayim. But at that point, it's home and no longer can be eaten arai. But before that, it could.